Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Jano Cohen, who is an Alexander Technique teacher in Philadelphia. She also is a long-term student of the Yang style Tai Chi with Maggie Newman, who is a senior student or is a senior student of Chang Man Ching, and she's been involved with Tai Chi for a great many years. And we're going to talk today about how the Alexander Technique could be useful for people who are learning or teaching Tai Chi. Jano, welcome to the show.
Hello, Robert. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thank you for taking the time to do this. Could you begin by giving our listeners a short definition or description of the Alexander Technique?
The Alexander Technique was a method that an actor discovered helped him reduce the tension in his body and learn to use it in a way that didn't hamper his ability to perform acting in his case or other tasks. So people use the learn the technique by learning a bit about anatomy and about being touched so that they do not shorten their spines anymore and learn how to move their joints the way they were designed to be used.
Mm-hmm. So it's used by people in a wide variety of professions, including a lot of performing arts, but also people with ordinary jobs or activities they do, sports, whatever, and basically helps them do whatever they're doing more efficiently, with less chance of injury, that kind of thing, right?
Exactly.
Now, how does that specifically apply to Tai Chi?
Well, Tai Chi is a martial art that is practiced upright on your feet, on your legs. Mm-hmm. And while it's very relaxing and it's got its own benefits to circulation and balance and relaxation, sometimes people have some trouble practicing it without pain in their knee joints or kind of learning to be able to do the movements well, because people in their daily lives are stiff or they have a lot of stress so that they tense things up, or they use poor body mechanics when they're driving, sitting at a computer, or playing sports. And so they come to Tai Chi with their bodies a bit twisted up and tight. So Alexander can help them undo these tension habits, release their legs, line up their joints so that when they do Tai Chi, it's actually in better alignment and in a state of being that, you know, will really work.
Yeah, and I wonder, I've talked about this with people concerning yoga a lot, of course quite a different thing from Tai Chi, but the Tai Chi owes its origins are in the Orient, right? In China, I suppose, mainly.
It's China, yes.
And it the culture in which it originated, maybe one could make an argument that people there had in some ways more efficient body mechanics than a lot of people in modern Western cities do. Would you hold that? Would you give that any credence, that idea that it's taking a movement method that grew up in a situation where people generally had better use of themselves, and so maybe for Westerners a little remedial work on themselves would be useful? Do you see it in that way at all?
I had never thought about that, but the background for Tai Chi is that the originators of Tai Chi were monks at one point. Mm-hmm. And so they lived a life of meditation, and I don't know, you know, much about their body types or what was going on there. Mm-hmm. But I know I can just sort of extrapolate from our modern day lifestyle, where we're sitting at computers, hunched over laptops, we're sitting at terrible desks all day when we're students, and you know, at a young age, then we're not squatting anymore, you know, to lift things. So we're kind of inactive, and I think that the martial arts really require that kind of free flow of movement in your body that you don't get when you're sitting at a computer. So getting that back, getting any help back with that is will take us back to either a similar way of moving that those monks did, or just as we might have as children.
Mm-hmm. I have another Alexander Technique colleague who's also quite involved in Tai Chi, and wrote a paper about how the technique could help with Tai Chi. And he got a lot of flack about that from some people in his Tai Chi community. The feeling was that Tai Chi was a kind of its own system. And what is it that something like the Alexander Technique could bring to bear that wasn't already there? Could you address that at all?
Well, it, just because the principles are shared, and the fact that you need to have an elongating spine when you do Tai Chi, and that you need joints that are free, you want to integrate your body so it's not twisting, so your nose, chest, and navel are facing the same way, that you're using natural breath. This is the same, you know, as the Alexander Technique. However, the issue is, just because you know what you're supposed to be doing doesn't mean you actually physically can do that, because with the what Alexander discovered was that our habits are unconscious, and that in order to change a habit, you have to first know what you're doing. And an Alexander Technique teacher not only helps you figure out what you're doing, but can help you change it with touch, which mm-hmm. you do not receive in a Tai Chi class. Mm-hmm. So if your knee, if you naturally buckle your knee inward when you're standing on it, mm-hmm. on a foot, and you need to have your weight balanced between the inside and the outside of your foot, and your heel and the ball of your foot, and just because you know you can, you may not even realize you're not doing that, that you're have more weight on the ball of your foot on the inside or something, and an Alexander teacher can point this out to you, and then with the touch, and with the use of mirrors and touch and constant repetition, you can re-educate. Yourself to move your knee over your second toe with your weight going between those three points in your foot without effort.
And taking that specific example, do you think that's something that possibly even a very good Tai Chi instructor might not see in quite that same way?
I think it's very rare for Tai Chi teachers to get that pointed in their observations with their students. They see mm-hmm. the overall effect in most cases. I wouldn't say all Alexander Technique teachers. My Tai Chi teacher, Maggie Newman, often will use her hands to help correct someone's alignment and really does speak to some of these issues, but she's rather unusual. Mm-hmm. She was a modern dancer and had some other background But I think in most Tai Chi classes, I see a lot of imitation going on mm-hmm. where you just mm-hmm. follow the instructor. You right. don't know if you're doing it well or not, and somebody's not necessarily correcting you.
Right, right. And actually, in my own personal experience, I've never studied Tai Chi, but I have studied Qigong, and the method of learning it in my case was exactly as you say, simply imitating the instructor. The instructor spoke very little English, and he would occasionally make very minor suggestions, but he himself he was very good at what he was doing, and I found I could learn a lot by just following along, but I'm not sure that I would have been able to address the kind of specific issues you just talked about that way.
Yeah.
That might be the difference. And I guess also we should say that Alexander teachers are very good at observing people and seeing patterns of posture and movement that most people probably wouldn't notice. They might notice the result of it. Say somebody walks very stiffly, most people could see that, but an right. Alexander teacher very likely, and certainly if they worked with that person for any length of time, could pick up the specific causes of that. And
exactly.
address them. And I guess I'm thinking off the top of my head now, but that's probably not something that most Tai Chi teachers could do.
No, in fact, most Tai Chi teachers are not really taught to teach per se. You know, you learn the movement and then you're able to teach the movement, but you're not really teaching people to solve physical problems in themselves. That's not part of the pedagogy. And there's something specific, too, I wanted to address, which is that a lot of times, and this is even with very highly skilled Tai Chi practitioners, there's a confusion with releasing down into the ground and collapsing the spine, which is not really what it's supposed to be. But it, there is, you know, and so sometimes even in the modeling that you'll see someone kind of softening downward, they're kind of seem kind of rounded. And so Westerners will imitate that, and then they run into trouble. Now, sometimes people can do that, and it's really not injurious. You know what I mean? Sometimes people are relaxed, and they slump, and it's okay. It doesn't bother them. But in other people, when they do that, then they run into back pain and knee pain and all kinds of problems. So it's luckily for me, because I, you know, I was a dancer and injured myself, so anything that I did wrong ended up in pain in my joints. But my teacher studied, you know, with Cheng Men Ching, and he in particular worked with a very erect posture and a very fluid movement in all of his joints without any force. So he was the perfect example to model afterwards, but he was not the kind of instructor who could teach you how to do that because he had no English and he would just teach you by demonstrating something, but not going to you and helping you with your own movement. So he was actually a perfect example of that. But it's even worse when there's the teacher is, you know, got a more slumped down posture and their pelvis is tucked under and so forth. And that can lead to real problems in the long run.
I mean, I guess it's a bit analogous to learning, let's say, learning a musical instrument from a teacher who is a really good player of that instrument. You can learn a lot by, I mean, the teacher can teach you certain things and you could probably learn a lot. You will learn a lot by imitating their patterns of movement. But that teacher may not be a very good teacher of overall coordination. It's kind of a bit much to expect a violinist to also be a good teacher of coordination and balance.
Exactly.
And maybe that's that analogy would hold true for Tai Chi as well. That someone be a spectacularly good practitioner of Tai Chi, but not necessarily the best person to help a student overcome a specific issue that's getting in their way.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. And I just want to get back just for a second before we come to an end to this question of the culture in which it originates. As you said earlier, that it was monks who originally started doing Tai Chi, right?
Yes,
and
they got the first form of it.
The first forms, and possibly, of course, we don't really know because we're going back into the sands of history here. But it's quite possible that they themselves were pretty self-aware, and in a way that most people aren't.
That's a good point.
And I would say Alexander teachers, well, we're not monks, that's for sure, but we do tend to be aware of things, of movement, postural patterns in ourselves and in others in a way that most people aren't. So I'm not saying we're bringing monastery life back to Tai Chi, but we're bringing an aspect of awareness that might be missing.
Well, exactly. And Tai Chi is actually supposed to be a moving meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so the more awareness you can bring to yourself as you're moving enhances that. And that is, again, you know, why my particular teacher is a spectacular example, because she really uses the opportunity of studying Tai Chi to make everyone pay attention to what they're doing and to improve what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring up another benefit. Mm-hmm. Which is the idea of Tai Chi is that you're moving, you're have an idea about what you're doing, and it moves the energy in your body, which then moves your body. Now, so what we're essentially doing with Tai Chi is moving energy through it, building energy, and coming into balance. And the use of Alexander technique is so wonderful, because the way we use our hands is the same way you want to use your hands with Tai Chi, which is opening your joints so the energy mm-hmm. can come through.
Right.
And so when you communicate with another person, that you're not invading their space, but you're simply touching them. With Tai Chi, we touch and push hands with 4 ounces of pressure. So it's just to listen and feel the other person. So any tension you have in your arms and your hands is going to block that. So when an Alexander technique teacher can help you, then you're going to open more, be able to do the postures better with softer hands, and also do the push hands practice with better hands.
Mm-hmm.
And the other marvelous thing is that Alexander technique teachers know about that partnership from touching other people. And they really were always listening for movement and feeling where the other person is, on their, how they're grounded on their feet and where they are in space. And that's what a Tai Chi practitioner needs to do, both with themselves and with another person. So we can help, we can share. So it's not just body mechanics that an Alexander technique has to teacher has to offer, but something deeply principled that we can share with the Tai Chi practitioners. We can understand what they're doing, and we can join it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can join it by not changing what they're doing, but enhancing what they're doing.
And of course, most Alexander teachers are not Tai Chi practitioners. And I assume that you would agree that you could, as a Tai Chi practitioner, or teacher, or student, you could benefit a lot from working with an Alexander technique teacher who's never done Tai Chi.
Absolutely. There's no requirement for that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Jano, is there anything else you want to add?
Oh, let me think. I guess just something about appreciating the beauty of Tai Chi, that it's this idea with Alexander technique of opening sort of your internal landscape, your body, opening up and having your energy flow. And Tai Chi, they're both such beautiful practices, and they marry so easily, that I feel saddened if any either Tai Chi practitioners or Alexander technique practitioners are closed to the idea that the other modality can help them, because it's, to me, it's a marriage made in heaven.
Mm-hmm. So just talking briefly to Alexander students and teachers who are listening to this, what might be some benefits for us in learning either Tai Chi or some other form of that kind, Aikido, or in my case, it's Qigong.
Right. They're all beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, how do you just address the Alexander people in our audience briefly? What are some advantages of learning something along those lines?
Okay, I have a lot of ideas about that. One is that we all need to move. It's very easy to get static, you know, hold postures, you know, you're sitting, you're standing, or to get oriented towards certain limited movements. You know, even if you practice hands on the back of the chair or lunge, or how often do you do that, you know, for yourself? You may be standing and helping other people do it, but you're not necessarily moving yourself. So we all need movement. It's healthy for us. Gets our own energy moving. And then it also helps us empathize with the people that we're helping. So if we're moving and used to moving and paying attention to our own movement, then we will certainly understand what other people are doing more.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect is learning to move with another person. So when you practice a martial art, you learn to be responsible for your own body weight and your own movement. And get it going, and then you work with another partner, and so it's more dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a teacher situation, but it's a dynamic interaction back and forth, and boy, you can just learn a lot from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually think I'm a better teacher I do a very short Tai Qigong form every morning. It's about 5 minutes, and to me, it just seems like a nice wake up for the day, you know, kind of gets things moving. And And I certainly apply my Alexander thinking to it. And anything else you want to add before we bring the conversation to a close?
No, I think that was great. Get me started. I can talk all day. If anyone would like to speak with me more, they can always contact me.
Yes, my guest today, Jan O'Cohen, is a Alexander Technique teacher. And do you teach Tai Chi as well?
Oh, yes, I do.
So she teaches Tai Chi. She teaches the Alexander Technique. If you're in the Philadelphia area, we'll put a link to her website by the interview. And if you're anywhere else in the world, we'll put a link to a site where you can find an Alexander Technique teacher in your area. Jano, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, Robert, thanks for having me. I enjoyed our conversation.